The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Baba Yakubu and Eugenia Sumedusechi. In the headlines, captains of industry say new timetable by ECG will not favor them. World Bank Group President Jim John Kim expected in Accra today. Final year student of Church of Christ Senior High School in Ejusu Municipality drowns. Major scientific studies show HIV is evolving to become less deadly and infectious. Says the summary with Judge Eugenia. The World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim will arrive in Accra today to hold discussions with President Mahama and other officials. While in the country, he will meet key stakeholders on Ghana's economic challenges and the role they can play in addressing the challenges. Mr. Kim will also visit the three countries most affected by Ebola, namely Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. Captains of industries in Ghana say the load shed in review by ECG will have deadly impact on their businesses. The first vice president of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Dr. Prosper Dabla, said the timetable for which industries will go off for 48 hours and have light for the rest of the week will not favor them. An 18-year-old final-year student of Church of Christ Senior High School in Ejusu Jabin has drowned in a pool of water. Kingsley Owusu, in the company of three friends, decided to swim after washing, but unfortunately got drowned. The body has since been deposited at the mortuary, while investigation is still ongoing. And a major scientific study by a team at the University of Oxford shows that HIV is evolving to become less deadly and infectious. The study says it is taking longer for HIV infection to cause AIDS and that the changes in the virus may help efforts to contain the pandemic.
CBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
Some captains of industry have reacted to the new timetable by the ECG. The first vice president of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Dr. Prosper Adabla, said the timetable in which industry will go off for 48 hours and have light for the rest of the week will not favor industry. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Adabla said the development will not only negatively affect industry, but also productivity. He spoke to George Asikri.
We are lost. We can't find our way forward, really. Why would somebody decide to try this unfortunate situation on business after all the uproar, all what even the president himself has been going around factories trying to beef up, you know, hope that, you know, everything will be okay. And then Minister of Energy turns around and decides to place this policy on. It's just...
So, Doc, with a new timetable out, you would be going off for 2 days.
Yes.
And you have lies back for a week. Do you know of the new timetable and how do you respond to it?
2 days out of the period is, you know, will kill industry, I tell you. Productivity will grind to a halt because remember that it's not only when you say 2 days, but 2 days is just when the power is out. When it takes time, when the power comes on, to start machinery, to get everybody back on track again, etc. So that's an added day of loss of productivity, etc. And then, you know, all the other factors then come in to the picture to compound the misery. So I don't see any good coming out of that.
And have you been made to know whether the new timetable will be applied immediately or it will take some time?
We are, you know, the instructions were published today in the papers, and of course, you know, we are engaging the ministry to find out what prompted this and what the program is going to be. And they haven't responded to us yet. So we are, I'm sure we have answers.
First Vice President of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Dr. Prosper Prosper Adabla, the chief executive officer of the Ghana Employers Association, Alexin Pong, could not agree more that the new timetable will significantly impact industry. He told Behind the News that the situation will affect employers, especially as the Yule tide approaches.
I think this development is quite unfortunate because this will really compound an already difficult situation for businesses. So I'm wondering how corporate executives are going to put the pieces together to really redesign their production operations to really respond to this negative development.
From where you are, what do you foresee in terms of implication if this trend is maybe to continue for a month or more?
I think the consequences are going to be quite difficult for business. Already, even if you look at the current situation, being business is on the increase in the country, and to add to an already difficult situation, if we have to contend with erratic power supply, I think that will be one too many for business.
So what will that imply?
Well, what it means is that businesses are going to produce below power, even if they are able to look at other alternative sources of energy, power their machinery and other equipment, because they are going to run on generators. The cost of production will be relatively higher than planned. Besides, if we continue with such a situation, I'm wondering how businesses are able to really remain competitive as against products coming from outside the country.
Mr. Vimpon, it's a bitter pill that nobody will want to swallow, but in our part of the world, we see desperate situations sometimes call for desperate measures. So what advice will you have for businesses or employers?
We are competing on a global scale because of globalization, because of the interconnection of all economies on the globe. So the fact that you have energy crisis does not mean that the world is waiting for you.
Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Employers Association, Alex Vimpong. The Chief Executive Director of Graduate Training Institute, Dr. Jeff Bassey, has challenged Africans, particularly Ghanaian leaders, to support tertiary institutions to help turn out more young people with entrepreneurial skills. According to him, the African continent needs supplementary entrepreneurs and business leaders than any other part of the world to help resolve the unemployment challenges facing the country. Dr. Bassey said this at a seminar on entrepreneurship to whip up entrepreneurial skills in the youth at a Regent University College of Science and Technology in Accra. Sherif Idrisu has filed this report. Dr. Bassey said in Africa, governments have proved beyond all reasonable doubt that they are bad managers of their economies, adding that they cannot create jobs and sometimes give credence to the notion that it's not the business of government to do business. Dr. Bassey noted that governments can do business, but in Africa, it is different.
And I'll be very much happy to see several young people in Africa start businesses, but that is how economies are built. The great America we all have come to admire is built many years ago when people finished school and decided to start projects and not necessarily to look for jobs. Pick the skills with the idea of going out to start your own. And it is only in Africa you see people reduce their age rather so they can stay longer in employment, other than jumping out what we call early retirement and going to establish something on, because the cultural orientation is wrong from the onset. That successful people always have at the back of their mind that they will and they can. I personally believe that the world had more answers than questions. So if you have a question with no answer, probably you haven't found the answer yet, because the answers are more than the questions, and it will only take a question of time, tenacity, persistence to see that you can do it.
Dr. Bassey emphasized the need for young people to take up entrepreneurship challenge, saying it is difficult to be an entrepreneur in Africa, especially in Ghana. He therefore called on the youth to take up the challenge to build successful businesses, to create jobs and reduce poverty.
Young people in society are products of the society. And so if the elderly ones do not adore finding projects of your own and starting businesses, then the young ones will want to follow suit. Particularly in our educational system, kept telling students to study hard and make A's, get first class, so they will become brilliant managers. My personal advice to young people would even be, even if a bank were to be interested or ready to give you a loan from the start, don't go for it. Because of lack of experience, you will blow all the money, you are unable to pay and you will stifle your future. It's always good to start small with that small thing in your pocket from your friends, from your family. And after you are building with experience, my brother, give $1 million to youth of our country. Out of everything, it will blow the money under no time.
That was the executive director of the Graduate Training Institute, Dr. Jeff Bassey, ending the report by Sheriff Idrisu. World Bank President Jim Yongkin will arrive in Accra today as part of a mission which will also take him to the three countries most affected by Ebola, Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea. In Ghana, Dr. Kim will meet with President John Mahama and other officials. Discussions will focus on Ghana's economic challenges and the important role of key stakeholders, including government, development partners, private sector and civil society in addressing them. He's expected to convey the World Bank Group's appreciation to President Mahama for Ghana's leadership role in coordinating the regional Ebola response. Dr. Kim will also participate in a roundtable with a group of private business leaders active in a sub-region to discuss the overall impact of Ebola on private businesses, particularly small and medium enterprises. He will also meet with officials of the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response to discuss in-depth plans for accelerating and decentralizing the response to get to zero cases. Meanwhile, the World Bank has revised downwards its 2014 GDP growth projections for the three nations worst hit by the Ebola outbreak, namely Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea. It says the Ebola epidemic continues to cripple economies. Its report comes as the bank's president, Jim Yongkin, begins a two-day visit to West Africa to assess the impact of the disease. WHO says 5,989 people have died from Ebola in the three nations. The latest World Bank report still shows positive projected growth there for 2014, but as much lower rates. It said all the three countries have been growing rapidly in recent years and into the first half of 2014. A major scientific study by a team at the University of Oxford shows that HIV is evolving to become less deadly and less infectious. The study shows that the virus is being watered down as it adapts to immune systems. It said it is taking longer for HIV infection to cause AIDS and that the changes in the virus may help efforts to contain the pandemic. Some virologists suggest the virus may eventually become almost harmless as it continues to evolve. More than 35 million people around the world are infected with HIV, and inside their bodies, a devastating battle takes place between the immune system and the virus. HIV is a master of disguise. It rapidly and effortlessly mutates. It rapidly and effortlessly mutates to evade and adapt to the immune system. The team showed this process happening in Africa by comparing Botswana, which has had an HIV problem for a long time, and South Africa, where HIV arrived a decade later.
Still on health, the HIV and AIDS prevalence in Ghana has significantly reduced from 3.6 to 1.3% over the last 10 years. There has also been a 30% decrease in mother-to-child transmission in 1 year. These statistics show the successes chalked up so far in the fight against the menace. These figures were contained in a statement presented on behalf of the First Lady and Ghana's Premier Ambassador for HIV, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, at this year's World AIDS Day celebration in Accra. Priscilla Usuansa was there for Radio Ghana.
The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nanoye Lisa, who read the statement on behalf of the First Lady, said the mother-to-child transmission rate has decreased from 31% in 2009 to 6% in 2014. This means that about 10,000 babies will be born free of HIV/AIDS, even though they are born to infected mothers. The First Lady in her statement said these statistics does not call for complacency, as about half of infected pregnant women are not on medication.
Through the sheer will, hard work and joint efforts of partners, we have succeeded in reducing the rate of new infections in children by 76% over the 3-year period between 2009 and 2012. While the truth is laudable, we must ask ourselves why a quarter of our women and babies are not reached with services, and why almost half of those who test positive are not yet on treatment. Of those we treat, we are able to offer the full range of services to protect the babies through our breastfeeding. Are we able to do this? We must close the gap.
The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Nilaye Afotuagbo, urged men to support their wives to go for early testing to prevent mother-to-child transmission. He said it is about time the country sought alternatives in traditional medicine, as it will go a long way to help. The Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Angela L. Adas, said antiretroviral drugs are available across the country, therefore accessibility is not a problem.
Antiretroviral drugs are widely available across the country. We have a number of treatment sites, over 500 treatment sites in various health facilities. And we don't have antiretrovirals in every health facility because we need competent and trained health staff. It's not like a painkiller that you take. We need to counsel you, we need to prepare you and make sure that you can comply with what is very harsh and difficult medication to take over a lifetime. And so it takes well-trained and competent staff to do this. And it also takes a good pharmacy, a well-established pharmacy, to also dispense the medication. And that's why we are establishing treatment sites in key or larger health facilities.
Priscilla Oswansa filed that report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. Captains of industry say new timetable by ECG will not favor them. World Bank Group President Jin Yong Kim expected in Accra today. Final year students of Church of Christ Senior High School in Ejisu Jabe Municipality drowns. And major scientific studies show HIV is evolving to become less deadly and infectious. Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. The news continues. Research has shown that adolescents and young people between the ages of 14 and 22 have a tendency to commit suicide. A lecturer at the psychology department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Joseph Osafo, says, although the trend is worrying, when people show signs of committing suicide, they should not be condemned, but they rather be given special care. He said this at the stakeholders' debate organized by the Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana, PPAG, in Accra. Aurelia Akande and Esther Black will have the details.
The Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana, PPAG, is a non-governmental organization which provides sexual and reproductive health services in the country for young people. This is normally done in deprived communities for vulnerable people. The youth wing of PPAG Youth Action Movement have implemented a four-month project to empower and develop the skills of young people through life planning skills with funding from the International Planned Parenthood Federation. A lecturer at the Psychology Department, University of Ghana, Dr. Joseph Osafo, threw light on something that show people are likely to commit suicide.
Accusations, parents, for some of them would be married as young as they are, they are in love relationship and but interestingly, school work is a trend we are beginning to observe in Ghana that adolescents who are attempting suicide actually happen to be students. So it appears that there are some school stresses that we are unaware of. The person openly may express the interest, I want to kill myself. They may, for example, jump the height. They may pick a very sharp instrument and pierce any part of their body. Some of them also may express interest. I'll be away and nobody will hear it from me. Some may even use euphemistic metaphorical language. I've missed God. I want to see the face of Jesus.
Dr. Osafo called for a national policy on suicide prevention. The project officer of PPAG, Michael Tegu, cited some challenges in restricted areas such as prisons and correctional facilities.
People who find themselves in restricted areas are tagged negatively in a certain way. When people hear that this person is in a remand home or is in a prison, we have a particular mentality or perception about some of these people. And people believe that once you find yourself in a restricted area, that is who you will become for the rest of your life. It affects their self-esteem. They feel that they are good for nothing. They feel they are not part of society. They feel they do not belong. And all these things can also lead to depression. So we need to do away with this stigma against people in restricted areas.
Mr. Tego also advised the youth who are sexually active to use condoms to prevent unwanted pregnancies and other sexually transmitted diseases and infections. They also remind home benefited from the 4-month project. Some students shared what they learned and displayed their talents through choreography, drama and poetry recitals. An exhibition was mounted to showcase the handiwork of students and a token presentation was made to the home.
Aurelia Kandi and Esther Bracco filed that report.
Deputy Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Dela Sowa, has encouraged students not to shield those who abuse them, but report them so punitive measures will be taken against them. She said protecting such abusers, no matter the relation, only exposes the victims and others to more abuse. Mrs. Sowa said this at a symposium organized by the Domestic Violence Secretariat of the Ministry in Accra. We bring you a report by Safia Mutala and Georgian Timminta.
Delivering a paper on engaging men and boys to end gender violence, Mrs. Dela Sowa said awareness must be created to make people know their rights. She encouraged students to educate their peers on domestic violence, as it is the only way to curb abuse. Mrs. Sowa said they are working closely with the police administration to stop police officers who are in the habit of taking money from corporates and influencing victims to withdraw rape and defilement cases.
What we are doing right now is creating awareness. We are talking directly to the children. Hopefully they will carry their other friends so that people will be more aware. Parents also will be closer to their children so that they can identify these things rather than leave the children to themselves to suffer violence. We created an interministerial working group. So these issues, as we collate them, we take it back to the working group and hopefully they will address it from there.
A gynecologist at the Lekman Hospital, Dr. James Kleeman, advised parents to create a good rapport between them and their children, since that would be the only way to encourage their children to disclose everything to them. He said parents should be supportive to their children who have been abused sexually, leading to pregnancy.
That report was filed by Safia Mutala and Georgian Timminta.
The Minister of Education, Professor Nanjeji Nana Jean Opokwajimen, says with the implementation of interventions towards encouraging more youth to enter into the colleges of education, in a few years' time, teacher-pupil ratio will greatly improve. The minister said this when he joined MPs on the floor of Parliament to debate the 2015 budget statement. She said spaces are being created to admit a lot more students.
Given the number of people who are now voluntarily going to the colleges of education, not because it is free, but for their wish, this is a very important starting point for quality education delivery. We are also aware that we are giving the numbers in a few years, we may take a deficit. And of the population and the teacher deficit we have now, we will not be the same in 5 years' time or in 10 years' time. We are also aware that the Constitution enjoins us to provide progressively free education at the secondary school level. And our to ensure that we are creating more spaces during the secondary education improvement project, to ensure that we are building more secondary schools, and at the same time, we are replacing the existing ones. So under this project, there are 50 schools that we are improving, and there are 125 schools that we have selected for quality improvement. So we are very, very much focused on quality delivery of education in this country.
The MP for Asini Akosomanso, Iya Owusu-Boateng, says school fees are too high and wondered why education, which receives the highest national budget allocation, is bedeviled with numerous challenges. He said it is unfortunate that chalk is difficult to come by in public schools.
If people are paying school fees that are about 400,000 per annum without college and anything, what kind of countries do we live in? How do anyone get convinced that this site and our schools are affordable? Our schools are certainly not affordable, are they? In this country, I hope you today that this is a country
happy for Senator Akweso Mansuya Owusu Boateng speaking on the floor of Parliament. Football. The president of the Ghana Football Association, Kwesi Nyantechi, is at the head of a contingent to Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, ahead of tomorrow's 2015 Africa Cup of Nations final draw. The team will inspect facilities in the four host countries. The team will inspect facilities in the four host cities ahead of next month's finals, which will be played from the 17th of January to the 8th of February. The contingent will also represent the nation during the draw. Ghana is in Pot 1 alongside Zambia, Cote d'Ivoire and host Equatorial Guinea.
Once we've qualified, we have to expect that we can meet any team or any country that has also qualified. In this tournament, you just cannot tell. Now we've seen small football nation also pulling surprises here and there. I don't want to believe that we want to avoid any country, because as we can see, Nigeria is not here and one or two countries wouldn't be here. We will make our mind that any country that comes across our way, we have to be prepared to beat that country, because once we want to go far in the tournament and if possible win it, we just cannot we don't want to think that we will be avoiding any country, because when you believe in yourself and you believe to win this tournament, you need to be prepared and ready to beat any country that comes across you. So avoiding countries, I don't think is on our mind for now.
You have the assistant coach of the Black Stars, Maxwell Konedu. Meanwhile, the Confederation of African Football, CAF, has announced that media accreditation for the final tournament of the Orange Africa Cup of Nations, Equatorial Guinea 2015, has opened and will close on Sunday, December 7, 2014. The tournament will be held from 17th January to 8th February 2015 in Equatorial Guinea in four cities, namely Bata, Malabo, Mongo, and Ebibinye. Students of Bogatanga Senior High School yesterday went on rampage on campus following the death of a fellow student they blamed on a teacher. The police had to use tear gas and other control measures to ensure sanity on campus. A former SRC president of the school, Stanley Akalbiri, who spoke on Behind the News, alleged that a number of students were injured or others suffocated as a result of the tear gas inhalation. Mr. Akalbiri, who went to convey injured students to the hospital, said the situation was serious and needed to be resolved in order not to escalate.
I'm carrying students that have suffocated as a result of tear gas that has been used by the police to disperse the rampage students.
So the background noise we are hearing is a student?
Women, three female students from the Big Boss who are victims of a tear gas. And the situation I shall speak to now doesn't look very good. My presence here for the past 30 minutes, I've counted more than 10 gunshots fired by the police in order to control the riot. But good, most significantly is the fact that the event is beginning to assume an ethnic dimension. Ethnic dimension in the sense that we are taking signals that the students are counter-attacking each other based on where they come from. And that for me, significantly, is a very bad omen.
Let's go back to the tear gas thing. The girl's dormitory is quite far from that of the boy. So why would the police be firing tear gas at the girl's dormitory? Or the girls are rampaging or rioting?
The girls are not rampaging. The police were in badges. The first badge was in charge of the event in the morning.
Former SRC president of the Bogatanga Senior High School, Stanley Akalbiri. A final year student of Church of Christ Senior High School at Dadienten, a suburb of Ejusu in Ejusu Draben municipality, is reported to have drowned in a pool of water. The unfortunate incident happened when the 18-year-old visual arts student, Kingsley Owusu, in the company of three other friends, left campus during Sunday church service. During police interrogation, Kingsley's friend said they went to the lake to wash, but Kingsley decided to
swim and unfortunately got drowned. It took the intervention of the police, fire service and drivers to retrieve the body from the lake. The body has since been deposited at the mortuary while investigations continues.
The death is reported of retired GBC television presenter Clarissa Odo in Accra. She was 76. The sudden death occurred yesterday at the 37 Military Hospital after a short illness. The late Clarissa was the first Ghanaian television presenter. Funeral arrangements will be announced later. To end the news and main points again. The first vice president of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Dr. Prosper Abner, says the load shedding review by ECG to include businesses will have negative consequences on their businesses. The World Bank Group President Jim Yong King is suspected in Accra today. An 18-year-old senior high school student of the Church of Christ in Ejisujabe has drowned in a pool of water. Kingsley also, in the company of three friends, decided to swim after washing, but unfortunately got drowned. And a major scientific study by a team at the University of Oxford shows that HIV is evolving to become less deadly and infectious. The news was presented by Baba Yakubu and Eugenia Sumibisechi in Accra.
95.7 Radio with a Difference. Unique.